That's a stoppage of play. 10:06 left to go in regulation. And this ball halfway home through this third period. It's really, really booking it, really cooking.
Yep. Yeah, it's really heating up. Physicality-wise, I mean, the chances-wise, just a lapse of concentration for Beauchamp, and then the mullets are in, and Deacon's forced to make another great save, and really commend his concentration and his ability to stay in this one.
We've got a face-off to the blocker side of Shaw, won by Minnesota. Ragor across the way. Big rebound there. Shaw trying to get to it, and he covers it. Oh, boy, that was a big loose puck, big bouncing puck, and there's a whistle as Shaw covered it. 10:01 left to go in regulation. That was a little closer, I think, than I think anyone wanted it for the River Kings.
Just testing that concentration once again. Just save off the pad, and then it bounces off Garcia's leg pad, it looks like, and then Deacon's there to clean it up.
Face off coming far circle. That's through the glove side of Shaw, held in by Minnesota. Lutfulin with the puck now. He's getting pushed away. McNeish, he's battling in that now too. Puck still loose. Team's battling for it. A little tic-tac-toe back between each other. Goes behind the goal. Near side. Flipped up ahead. Raffert, but it's held in by Pettin. Puck is still loose. High slot. Backhanded up. Cooper has it. Cooper's a one-on-three situation. He didn't have any buddies here with him. He sends it up behind the goal. As Niederkorn sends it around. Held in by Buildup. Gillian battling down low with Ragar. Battling down low, two River Kings, two mullets. Lutfulin giving chase, Bulldog trailing. Lutfulin takes it, pass across the way, touched up by Cooper into the Minnesota defensive zone. 9:08 left to go, third period. 2-1 hockey game, Rapids leading 39-15 shot advantage. Bulldog racing Taylor as Lutfulin gets there first. Lutfulin, chip up ahead. McNeish, we got a 3-on-2 Rapids break. 3-on-3 now, McNeish gets around the defense. Tries to ship it back at the top of the crease. Minnesota's there. His shot, big deflection up front. Beauchamp shot off the shoulder of Niederkorn. Minnesota now playing it hard. Now Valak, he has the puck. It's a 1-on-0 situation. Far side, off the post. No, no goal. Goal is off. No goal. That went off that far post. You could hear it clang. And Shaw is sitting there thanking his good buddy, the goalpost. And boy, oh boy, Valak has got to be upset because he was millimeters away.
Yeah.
See,
yeah, I caught that one.
Yeah, okay. All right, just making sure.
Yeah, that was just, I mean, wow. This just, the chances the mullets are getting, just when you don't get those shots, you kind of expect in a game that they'll get some just amazing opportunities, and that was one of them.
That's one thing that Rapids is starting to have, some defensive lapses.
Yeah.
That's third or fourth time in this third period Minnesota's been able to get behind them. Rapids has the puck, though, after that faceoff. Still offsides opportunity. If Minnesota touches it, they do not. Rapids clears the zone, as is Minnesota. Elliott, near side, Aiden Elliott. He's skating backwards. He bounced up off the boards. Picked up now by Nelson. Nelson whiffs on a pass. And now he says, sends it into the far corner. Shaw going to play it behind the goal. Beauchamp picks it up, sends it around the boards. Cooper has it, trying to lead it forward for a screaming in Obstfelder. Held the zone as Minnesota, far corner. Puck skittering around, bouncing around. Max Young battling in there as his Raffert. Hunter brings it up, it's 2-2. Break. Raffert brings it in. Anderson trailing, Allstrand crashing to the net. Goes through. Anderson, top of the circle, slot. Just wide of the goal. Bulldog holds his own. Bulldog sends it down. Picked up by Allstrand. Allstrand hit up against the boards. Puck is loose. Obstfelder.
Oh.
Gets the puck, and it gets tipped out of bounds, out of play. And we will have a faceoff coming up in Minnesota zone. 7:24 left to go in regulation. Now, we're getting closer and closer, depending on what happens. If you are Minnesota, when would you think about a timeout? When would you think about pulling a goalie if you have to?
I think for Minnesota, they just feel like there's blood in the water. I mean, you see those great chances of getting the lapses of concentration in the D. They're just still gunning for it. And I think if the opportunity presents itself, they'll definitely go for a goalie pull.
Well, shot just from the blue line as Bulldog turned away by the defense in front. They're doing a great job of getting to that puck so that Niederkorn has to get there. Niederkorn, he just simply covers it as it was trickling right in the front of the crease. 7:13 left to go. In regulation, 2-1 hockey game. River Kings lead 40-16 shot advantage. And now we can say, for as much as Deacon Shaw has not seen action through this game,
yeah,
he's made some huge saves.
Yeah, I mean, the shots he has seen have been, there's been some absolutely amazing scoring chances for the Mullet, and he's been really able to stand tall and weather the storm.
Any chances of a hangover he had after the squash a couple weeks ago, I think he's answered them for sure. Shot from the point by Lutfulin. That's wide of the mark, and it gets sent down the ice. And as their official tumbles, the OP's all right. He banged his head pretty hard on the ice. Hope the man is all right. Don't want to see anybody get hurt, as there is an icing call. Stoppage of play, but more importantly right now, how the official's doing. He looks like one of the Minnesota players. He got tripped up by a Minnesota player, and thankfully he's okay.
Yeah.
Watkowski.
That's a hard fall on that ice, especially with no padding, especially on the back as well.
Right. I mean, and I heard that clack of the helmet hitting, so you know it was the back of his head. Thankfully, he's okay, as we have a faceoff. 7:02 left in regulation. 2-1 hockey game. Rapids leading Minnesota. Rapids controls that faceoff. Blocked by a Minnesota skater as Rapids picks up the puck. Neutral zone. Obstfelder. Pass up ahead. That's blocked again by Taylor for Minnesota. Obstfelder steps around defense. Passes up into the zone as Anderson gives chase. Anderson still closest to the puck for Rapids. Flips it up ahead. Allstrand back to Anderson. Back to Allstrand. Allstrand behind the goal. Stops. Going back the other way. Leave up to Anderson, who can't quite handle it. There's pucks going, bouncing all over the place. Puck sent back around the boards. Lutfulin will get there first. Shamil, he tries to send it back down around the boards. Minnesota, there first. Lutfulin, he holds it. Backhand up ahead. That's Allstrand. Allstrand tried to center it. Nobody home. And up a ways is Ollie Nimella. He sends it, and that's an icing. 6:09 left to go in regulation. 2-1 hockey game. Wisconsin Rapids up over the Mullets.
Yeah, the keys for the River Kings stay the same. Just you really have to watch that stretch. That stretch, I mean, there was a couple of chances, a lapse of concentration. Just that could really kill you.
Schweitzer, face off to the glove side of Niederkorn. Face off, controlled by Rapids. Stenti, cross pass. Chevy Alexander, shot. That stick saved and up into the netting. Stoppage played. 6:04 left to go in regulation. Still 2-1 hockey game. Rapids up ahead. So we keep playing right along. Tomorrow night, another opportunity to see these River Kings. If you can get here, come watch them. Well, really, a lot of fun watching the Mullets. I was wondering when I was going to make that mistake. The Mullets, they're pretty darn good themselves, so you're going to see some pretty good hockey. The Pep Band will be back tomorrow night. You get to hear some good tunes and some fun with them. There's a shot from the point by Chevy Alexander, and that's right into the belly of Niederkorn. Stoppage of play. 6 minutes exactly to go in regulation.
Yeah, and at this point, if you're a spectator, your heart starts to just begin to race a little bit.
Try announcer.
Yeah. The heart just starts going a bit quicker, thinking, oh, what could happen, what might happen.
Well, you've been around hockey longer than I have, and you've seen probably been part of more games than I have, but still, as a fan of the game, this is getting intense. Schweitzer tries to get behind the defense, can't quite get the puck through the legs of the defender. Tudich has it behind the goal, stop, spin. Schweitzer, shot, sharp angled. That's turned away by the defense. Tudich back with the puck, trying to center it up front. That's Chevy Alexander, shot. That's off the leg pads of Niederkorn, still picked up by Denti. Denti drop pass intended for Schweitzer or Tudich. Neither one got there as Minnesota got there first. Garcia battling down there, and that will be an icing call against Minnesota. And we have a stoppage again, 5:22 to go.
Yeah, those Mullets are tired. Just those plays like that when you're just tired and the discipline sorts of slip away, just throwing down the ice.
Emotionally, though, that's got to be up and down. Right when they get behind that Rapids defense, which they've done 4 or 5 times this third period, you know that shot of a general in the heart and stomach go right up into their throat. And they've been shut down, especially with that post by Shaw. Boy, we've had some amazing saves by Cody Niederkorn and Deacon Shaw tonight. The shot, big glove save. I said it, and he does it again. Niederkorn with
sees
a
late
great save on a last-second shot opportunity that he saw. I don't want to guess how far away it was, but I think it was less than a meter.
It probably was something like that. And just another great save by Niederkorn. I mean, he's very, very talented goalie. Just really keeping the Mullet in
a meter, that's right around a yard for us people that kind of understand that. I don't claim to understand it, but
I think yards are the thing I don't understand the most.
It's about 3 feet.
Right.
About 3 feet, give or take. As puck is sent out neutral ice, Beauchamp, he picks it up, sends it up off the boards into the offensive zone. No icing is a call, 5:07 left to go. As back out neutral ice, Raffert cross way to Beauchamp. Beauchamp cross ice pass as McNeish and Cooper. And now there's another opportunity. Balick, he's got the puck. He's getting harassed and he's going to be going down. And there's a penalty being called as there will be a hook penalty called against Wisconsin Rapids. That was very close to potentially being a penalty shot opportunity. Thankfully for Rapids, he was not in the act of shooting, but it was pretty close as Rapids. Beauchamp goes in the box for a hook, and that penalty is coming up at 15:09 by my count. We'll see how that goes, but another power play opportunity for the Mullets. 4:51 to go, trailing Wisconsin Rapids 2-1. Shot, that's deflected in the slot. Minnesota gets their first as they try to open up that Rapids defense. Cross ice pass, Aiden Elliott, he's got a top of circle, try to center it, and it's covered by Shaw. A stoppage of play.
Yep.
4:36 left to go in regulation. 1:46 left to go. Skater advantage. Another faceoff coming. Blocker side of Shaw. Hogan McNeish against Young. That's controlled by Minnesota. Minnesota holds zone. Aiden Elliott with it near side. Dropped down to the circle. Back to Elliott. Elliott tried to send it through. That's kicked away by Bulldog. Still held the zone is Cade Anderson. Rapids trying to lift it out of the zone, and they do. McNeish, he's giving chase. That's Valak. He gets there first. Cooper and McNeish, they're hassling back and back to the goal. Rapids trying to get something going here, short-handed. McNeish, he can't stay on his skates. And Valak, he gets it as Rapids trying to get back on the play of the defense. Raffert, he's harassing the far side as he's harassing up against Mitchell Nelson. Another one of the leading scorers for the Mullets. Puck is loose. Balick can't quite get a good stick on it. And it's picked up Cooper as he's trying to leave it up ahead by McNeish. McNeish is getting there. Beat by Niederkorn, who plays it way out almost to the blue line. And he plays it up ahead. Minnesota back on the attack now as Max Young behind the goal. I know in the NHL they only have such a limited space. I don't know what they have with the USPHL, but he was way out of the crease on that one playing defense because I don't think he wanted to face that 1-0 opportunity. Either way, 37 seconds left to skater advantage for Minnesota. 3:23 left to go in regulation. Niederkorn keeping a slight eye on the bench to see if he's going to get waved over. There's tied up in the corner. Yeah, you guys see it up here, you let me know. Scratching that corner, far side. Rapids tying it up down there. Denti battling down low is Lutfullin. Niederkorn still standing in goal. 3 minutes to go. Elliott cross-ice pass by Balick. That's turned away in front. Bulldog battling down low. Puck's loose. Raffert battling. It's tied up right in that scrum with the Mullets. Poked loose as that power play is over. Rapids killed it. 2:46 to go in regulation. Rapids leading 2-1 over the Mullets. Things are getting pretty intense here. Puck comes up middle ice. 2:37 left to go. Puck is picked up by Denti just outside the blue line. Passed up ahead by Tudich. Now an offsides for Rapids as there's a stoppage. 2:32 left to go in regulation. Rapids leading 2-1.
Yep.
And they hold a 44-17 shot advantage.
Yeah, really another important kill by the River Kings. Unblemished record so far and just putting their body on the line to protect that goal lead.
That's where you say knock on wood.
I just did.
All right, attaboy. We're getting you. And there you have it. There is a timeout for the Minnesota Mullets. Timeout. And that comes at the 17:28 mark of the game. So now let's see what you have to say about this, Rory. You got 2:32 left. You're trailing by a goal. You called your timeout. What are you talking about? Because you're obviously going to want to try to set a play up for when you get that extra attacker, when you finally decide to pull Niederkorn.
Well, first I've got to go back to that save by Niederkorn. Just he just exudes confidence with that play. Just the confidence in yourself to go for it, that 50-50 puck, and just make that play. Really amazing. But I think for them, and your first priority has got to be sticking a guy in front of Deacon. I think he's seen too many pucks. They know he can save that shot, similar to Niederkorn. I think you got to stick somebody in front of him and then let your key guys do some work. Let Vilich, let Young, let Anderson, let Nelson, your top guys all with over 30 points, let them work their magic. Give them the puck and see what they can produce.
Now for Rapids, you've got to really keep things in front of you. You can't have any more defensive lapses because you're essentially killing a power play now.
Yeah, be prepared to put your body on the line if you're a River King. Be willing to block those shots. Have pride in your play and just close this one out.
Well, they're sending Niederkorn back in. So I maybe seeing if what it might probably be here is I'd assume that they're going to wait for Minnesota to establish possession of the puck.
Yeah.
And then they're going to pull them. And then we'll see what happens because they could very well wait if they have a stoppage, put them back out there and pull them again. Either way, there's a faceoff coming just outside the Minnesota blue line. Obstfelder, I mean, excuse me. Yeah, that's Obstfelder, excuse me. He's going up against Anderson. Garcia wins the puck, sends it back the far end. Rapids, if you got a chance to score, do it, but otherwise tie up the puck in that zone so Minnesota can't get that skater advantage. 2:18 left. Rapids centering pass shot, and a goal! Goal by Marcus Anderson, and that might be the dagger in the mullets!
Yeah, Marcus has been wanting that goal the whole game. He's been frustrated by Niederkorn's brilliance, and I mean, I want to go back to that play by Obstfelder, just tapping it through your legs to Ahlstrand, and that connection between Ahlstrand, former teammates in Sweden, finds Marcus Anderson, and Marcus is such an effective player. He's a great shooter, and he scores for his sixth on the year.
That is why they call him the Euro line.
Yep.
And that shot from the circle, one-timer, far post, and that is your 3-1 lead. And now do you almost want to think about pulling that goalie faster so you got more time.
Yep.
But, man, River Kings really made me eat crow there, not necessarily trying to score. If it happens, you got a chance. Well, they had a chance, and boy, oh, boy, they made the best of it.
Niederkorn's being pulled now.
Yes, they are. So now we've got the empty netter. Coming at, that'd be 17:57 for Minnesota. So that. So that's the official scoring. Is Anderson from Ahlstrand and Obstfelder, 17:46. There was a faceoff to the locker side of Shaw, and that was whistled dead. There is. Now there is a face-off coming, neutral ice. Minnesota 6-on-5 over the River Kings on players on the ice. 2:01 left to go as Balik gets behind the defense. Shot! And a goal! Balik gets the mullets back to within one.
Yep, that's just how good of a player Balik is. He just, a bit of puck luck there on that bounce. I mean, that's got to be frustrating for the River Kings, but Balik again on that low glove side. He went early when that off the post and Deacon scrambling and all that. Goes for that low glove again and finds the back of the net.
That was exactly what they needed when they needed it. And it's a one-goal game. Yet again, under 2 minutes. That goal coming at 18:03. Well, now we're back to 5-on-5, and now you got to see if Minnesota's going to pull them as fast as they can as Rapids wins that faceoff, goes behind the Minnesota goal. 1:50 left to go. Denti with the puck. Down goes the Minnesota player. No call, no penalty. As 18:03 was the time of the goal. Balik is with the goal. As Minnesota, they are trying to press up. Niederkorn looking, trying to play up. Yes, sit back as Minnesota has the puck in their defensive zone. Young passing it up. Balik's looking up ahead. Shot goes behind the Rapids goal. Balik, shot. That's set around the boards as there is a stoppage of play as the Rapids goal slides off and they pulled the goalie yet again with 1:20.
Yeah, it worked the first time. It worked the first time.
Hopefully it doesn't work again if you're a River King fan.
Yeah, I mean, that was just such an unlucky bounce for Rafford there. Just bobbling puck, can't control it, and Balich just skates in.
As we have face-off, empty net situation, 6-on-5, mullets. Over River Kings, players on the ice, that is. Empty netter, 1:10 to go. Puck is tied up in the corner. That can stay there. That can stay there for if you're the River Kings. As Rapids really trying to just slow this game down. Officials trying to get in there and say, come on, guys, move along. Under 1 minute to go in the game. 57 seconds. Puck is still being battled over. Rapids just tying it up, and they get the puck. It's loose. Rapids with it. There's Tudich. He's skating. He's looking to get this in as there's a big collision. Down goes Tudich.
Surprised that was an interference.
That was close, but we play on. Shot wide of the goal. 4:39 seconds left to go. Around the puck goes Gentry up to Young. Young carries it, sends it around the Rapids boards. Shaw does not play it. Bulldog collision on the far side. Still an empty net, as there should be. 6-on-5. Mullets over. The River Kings puck goes bouncing out of play. 22 seconds left to go in the game. 3-2. Rapids lead over the Mullets. A lot of time left. Rapids just has to stay strong for 22 seconds. Minnesota, you got 22 seconds to make something happen and go to overtime.
Yeah, you only need 1 second for a shot to go in, so still plenty of time if you're a Mullets fan.
Face-off, going to the blocker side of Shaw. That is won by Rapids, and just tying it up in the corner is Beauchamp, and Owen's got to get to it. 14 seconds. Rapids really banging on the boards now, as that's just tied up in the corner. Minnesota's not happy about it, but they got to get it loose, and they do. 5-4-3-2, shot, glove save, and it's tipped off, and it goes neutral ice, and there's the horn. River Kings win.
River Kings absolutely deserving of that win. Really hard-fought game between both teams. Both goalies played exceptionally well.
Oh, boy, what a game. What a game, what a game, what a game. Rapids, they trail early. They tie it up in the second period. They get a late goal, and then they have to withstand several minutes of extra skater advantage for Minnesota as they pulled their goalie. Couldn't get the empty netter, but they were able to keep the puck out of the net. And that is how she winds up tonight. And no matter what, how this end game went, both teams are coming to center ice where they are going to take a moment of prayer and discuss being good sports more than competitors, of course. And just thankful that everybody is safe after the game, no trouble, and they're looking forward to tomorrow's game as they wrap up the series tomorrow. Max Young, he got the scoring started for Minnesota at 5:39 in the game, and then about 3 minutes later, Caden Schweitzer, he got Rapids tied up in the game, assists to Ilian and Tudich, and that's how the first period ended, 1-1. Second period, it was 1-1 throughout most of it until 17:25 when Tudich got in on scoring. Beauchamp and Denti on the assists, and that's a Rapids 2-1 lead through two periods. That early part of the third period, boy oh boy, back and forth, a lot of penalties both ways as the River Kings go to knock down the beer pyramid and the beer garden, and big bang, and down go the cans to the beer garden's celebration as then, after a Minnesota timeout, about 20 seconds later, Rapids' Marcus Anderson gets a 3-1 lead as assists to Allstrand and Obstafelder, but Minnesota was not done. Minnesota, Aiden Ballack, he showed why he's a leading scorer on the Mullet squad as he lit the lamp at 18:03, but Rapids, they were able to skate off the last moments as they were able to keep that extra skater advantage in check to earn the 3-2 lead. Tonight, the players of the game, the one-star player is Emil Obstafelder. And he gets his celebratory hat and goes and delivers a shirt to the youngster on the other side. The second star player is Marcus Anderson, as he gets the second star, as he gets his little celebratory hat, and he goes to give the shirt to a young fan out
there.
Wrong
way, Marcus. Stars on the backside.
And then the three-star player is Owen Tudich, as he is the three-star player of the game to conclude tonight's festivities. Well, Rapids, they got the win tonight, and they look to get the series sweep and take a 3-1 regular season advantage in the series when the game gets concluded tomorrow if they can get the win. So that's about what she's going to do it tonight here at the broadcast. Rory, good to see you back here, my friend.
Yeah, it was really good to see you back.
And it's the insight you bring into the game into the broadcast is just something that makes the broadcast so much easier. As
contact lenses.
As we now can sit here and say River King winner, Deacon Shaw, 16 saves on 18 shots faced. Cody Niederkorn, oh boy, he had a night as he made 42 saves on 45 shots faced. So, well, Rory, maybe we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll see. It's what coach sends up here, if you or somebody else. But if not, we'll see you tomorrow. So,
cool.
Rory, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Carl, Matt, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. And for myself, Mike Comer, have a great night, everybody. Be safe. Have fun. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, and 105.5 WIRI.
CBS News Brief. As voting continues on Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell and Tom Tillis have voted against Hegseth, and Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins have also said that they cannot support him. After touring wildfire damage, President Trump says he'll sign executive order to open the pumps to allow water to flow into Southern California.
We're going to work very hard with the mayor, the governor, the supervisor, and everybody, and get the resources behind you.
Trump has also visited hurricane-damaged western North Carolina. The Trump administration says it has started to fly immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally out of the country using military planes. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Across the country, immigration agents arrested 538 undocumented migrants. That tops the average of 312 arrests per day during the Biden administration.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Come celebrate the new year at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill, where you can enjoy a world-famous and award-winning fish and shrimp fry paired with garlic baby red taters, tartar sauce, shrimp sauce, and coleslaw with classic cold drinks in a lively and family-friendly atmosphere. With daily drink specials and fantastic food, there's no better place to begin 2025. Come join an unforgettable experience. The team at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill wishes everyone a joyful and prosperous new year.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s.
Currently we're at 15.
Call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. loves this place, and I gotta find her.
She comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. And she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. But I damn sure wish it would. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns the whiskey. Maybe it's the bar or the stool I'm on. Maybe it's the band and the sad old song that keeps me buying rounds, that keeps me turning down any girl that wants to dance. You ain't giving them a chance. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. Girl, I'm living proof, the 80 proof, ain't got a shot.
to touching you. A whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns the whiskey. Yeah, the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns the whiskey. All the folks down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, been working hard for good old boys like me.
Cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They come in here from all around to get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee, honey, cotton, a bus. Them south sounds abound. Some are dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah. She take it slow. She's dancing on the dock, and it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting, cause the party's on. The old men are thinking about going home, but those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they're gonna get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee, honey, kind of us. Them south sounds abound. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove.
Company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. These back roads got me. These pills. just pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. Slowly breaking, might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say I'm just a long head son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a
just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to stay too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing, yeah, up until you sat down. I thought that I catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, the same old thing. Catch a cab back to my place. You went and messed up all my plans. I only meant to hold this drink. Now I'm trying to hold your hand. Trying to feel this, I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, same old thing, catch a cab back to my place, but then I saw your face, now you got me trying to catch your eye, catch your name, catch your spark and start a flame, the way you smile and I.
Siracusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Shimmer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off her hips. I sparkle when she smiles, shine down on the radio dial. Homemade jar of lemon drop, take a sip, don't stop, girl. You know I love it when you get your shine on. You and me be rocking all night long. Summer sky.
said, I seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog near me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.